Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church welcomes you back to our Sunday morning broadcast. We pray that the Lord will use this broadcast to bless and to encourage you. Of course, we also want to invite you to join us for services. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school class, and we start our evening services at 4 p.m. with a prayer meeting. Now, there are three ways for you to learn more about us or to request specific information. You can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. You can call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180, or you can write to us at Independence Baptist Church, P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. Now this month, we've talked about the complete salvation that God gives. And of course, last week we talked about the difference between religion and salvation. And Pastor Reynolds pointed out that it doesn't matter how many good works you do, but what matters is that you have repented of what you are and placed your faith and trust in Christ Jesus. Now, for those of you that are saved, that doesn't mean that we don't have to do good works, but we should be even more willing to do them once we're saved. We should be open and willing to follow the Lord's commandments. And that leads us into this week's message about the three steps of Christian obedience.
I'd like to take my text from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16, down through verse 20. The Bible said, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Our message this morning is Steps to Obedience. I have an idea that people that are saved really do want to serve God, and they really want to serve God His way. Now, I know that because that's what God has put in me. And I know that if you're a real believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you just won't be satisfied until you do things God's way. I know this, that when you don't do things God's way, God will chasten you. And if you've ever been under the chastening hand of God, that's a place you don't want to be anymore. But I wonder, how is it that we can really understand and know how we ought to be obedient to the Lord? Well, the Bible is a big book, and oftentimes it gets a little confusing just to understand what it is that God expects us to do. But if you would look here in the book of Matthew chapter 28, we'll find that Jesus Christ outlines three steps of obedience. In the passage that we read, there's some things we want to notice before we look at these three steps. Number one, Jesus Christ said in verse 18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." This is so important because we need to understand at the very outset that we do not have the power within ourselves to be obedient to the Lord. But it's because Jesus Christ has all power that we can be. You see, it's not the things that I do that's important, but it's the things that God does in me that's really important. It's my yielding to Him that really counts. It's not all those works that I do. Rather, it's the works that God does in and through us. It's our yieldedness to God. It is when God, by His own Holy Spirit, lets His word and will be known into this world. It's not that people want to look at us. Rather, it is that people see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And so we know that Jesus Christ has all power, and all we do is simply yield to whatever God wants us to do. Now, notice these three steps. And these steps are very, very simple. Number one, teach all nations. Number two, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then step number three, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. I know that these steps that I've given to you this morning are the commandments that Jesus Christ gave to the church that he organized during his own personal ministry. But understand this. The steps that Jesus Christ expects his church to follow are the same steps that Jesus Christ expects us to follow. That first step is that we ought to go and teach all nations. What is the most important thing that ought to be taught? Let me read to you what the Apostle Paul said the most important thing was. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." There are a lot of things that we could talk about as far as religion is concerned. But of all of those things that we might mention, nothing is as important as Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the absolute center of everything that involves real religion. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ came into this world. He was born of a virgin because He is the Son of God, not the son of some man somewhere. Jesus Christ is called the Son of Man because He relates God and man and puts them two together. When we preach Jesus Christ, what is it that we want to preach about Him? Notice what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3. Paul said this, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received." Now notice, we're talking about the first step of obedience. The first step of obedience is Jesus Christ. And here Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received." What was that first thing, Paul? And here's what he says. "How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Well, what was the first thing then that Paul preached? Well, it's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what's the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and verse 4, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My, Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe." You know, the first step of obedience is to be saved by the grace of God. The fact is that a lost man cannot be obedient to Jesus Christ. A lost man just simply cannot be, because he's dead in trespasses and in sins. The thing that a lost person needs is salvation. And salvation is a free gift that God gives to every sinner that comes to Jesus Christ and says, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent. I know that I'm wrong. And Lord, I pray. I ask you to forgive me. And Lord, give me that free gift." And Jesus Christ will save every sinner that comes. After salvation, there's another step of obedience. And we find that back in our text in the book of Matthew chapter 28. That next step is scriptural baptism. Notice what Jesus said. After He said to go and to teach all nations the gospel of Jesus Christ, and after they're saved, then the next step is that they ought to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Baptism is an outward show of what's happened on the inside. Is baptism important? Well, I believe it is, because Jesus Christ walked 60 miles in order to be baptized by John the Baptist. Why didn't Jesus Christ just get somebody in Galilee to baptize Him? Well, because nobody in Galilee had the authority to be baptized. John the Baptist was a man who was sent from God for the explicit purpose of preparing the material that Jesus Christ would use in organizing His church the kind of church that Jesus started during his own personal ministry. We find this, that there are four things necessary for scriptural baptism. Number one is that there must be a scriptural subject. Number two, there must be a scriptural method. Number three, there must be a scriptural administrator. And point number four, there must be a scriptural purpose. The four things necessary for scriptural baptism begins with a scriptural subject. Well, who is a scriptural subject? First of all, that person must be someone that is already saved. Baptism does not save. Baptism did not save Jesus Christ. Well, he's the Son of God, and he did not need salvation. He is God. We are the ones that need salvation. The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 41, declares that after those people had received the Word of God, then they were baptized. In the book of Acts chapter 8, the folks at Samaria, they believed the Word of God, they received the Word of God, and then they were baptized. In the book of Acts chapter 10, we find that Cornelius believed the Word of God, and his whole household received the Holy Spirit of God, and then they were baptized. In the book of Acts chapter 16, the Philippian jailer asked this question, "What must I do to be saved?" The answer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And they were saved, and the same night, they were baptized. You see, baptism is for a person that is already saved. And baptism is an outward reflection of what has happened already in the heart. There must be also a scriptural method of baptism. And of course, that method is by immersion in water. There must also be a scriptural administrator. And that scriptural administrator is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not have the authority to baptize anybody. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has that authority. And then number four, there must be a scriptural purpose. You see, people are not baptized in order to be saved, but they're baptized because they are already saved. And they're baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Well, step number one then is that the gospel must be believed. People must be saved in order to be obedient to the Lord. And then after salvation, the next step is scriptural baptism. And then what is step number three? Let's go back to the book of Matthew chapter 28. And the Bible said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." You see, after we are saved, then we are scripturally baptized. And then after we're scripturally baptized, that is when we began to really serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible uses this term, observe, in verse 20. It's not enough, you see, just to memorize the Bible. It's not enough just to know what you ought to do. But it's enough only when we observe to do that thing that we know we ought to do. So the steps in scriptural obedience are, number one, that we ought to be saved by the grace of Almighty God. And then number two, we ought to be scripturally baptized with the right kind of authority, with the right method, with the right purpose, with the right person. And then number three, we ought to obey everything that God has for us to obey. The Bible did not say that we ought to just obey God in the things we want to obey Him in. But we ought to obey God in everything. Whatever that it is, we ought to obey God and just be obedient to Him and be faithful to Him and serve Him and love Him. It's then that we're going to find true fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ when we give up all of our ways and take those things that God has for us. We'd admonish you this morning to be obedient to God in salvation, in scriptural baptism, and then in obeying God in everything.
Now, if you are saved and want to follow the commandments of God, then you need to be scripturally baptized and become a member of one of God's churches, and then you need to be active in His service and take part in the work of the church. And that will lead us into next week's message, actually, which deals with what to look for in a church. So if you're not a member of a church and you're looking, next week's message will be dealing with that very topic. So be sure and tune in next Sunday at 8 a.m.